of Cthulhu presents Terror from the Skies by Colin Hart, a Whitby vampire. Okay, so when last we met, everyone is in the town of Whitby. It is the... I'm going to retcon the very end of last session just a little bit. To say that it took Major Barker and Dr. Worthington a little longer to do their investigations than we had originally said. Around 5:30, something like this, they also came back to the hotel just to see, you know, check up on everyone, get back together, share notes so far, that sort of thing. So we're going to say it's around that time, at 5:30 in the evening, Wednesday, the 19th of June, and everyone has congregated back in the lobby of your hotel.
Excellent.
Where did we close the session last week? Can we refresh it?
Yes, we can. Basically, Mr. Harrow spent the entire session in his room making anti-vampire weapons. Mr. Krieg had a visit to the library.
Right.
I went for a swim.
Professor Cromworth and Miss Brown took a very nice tour, a very lovely tour of Whitby, with
disastrous results.
What's his name? Mr. Davis, Frederick Davis. Yes, Professor Cromworth accidentally fell in the sea, nearly drowned, but was suddenly saved by the ocean, washed up on shore. Major Barker and Dr. Worthington did some investigation, talked to the police, met the reporter who could give them all the information they could possibly want, and completely scorned him. Saw the body of one of the murder victims, visited the site of one, at least the outside of the site of one of the murders, and pretty much that's it. And everyone has come back to the hotel.
Did we have a meeting set up with Elliot?
For the morning, yes.
Tomorrow, okay.
Correct.
So that's... Well, I don't have a... Major Barker doesn't have any particular plans for the evening. I guess get some food and sleep eventually.
Mr. Davis apologizes again for Professor Cromworth's little adventure, and says that he'll be back shortly before 7 a.m. to take you out to Elliot's.
Oh, my. Guess we'll have to stop lounging about in the mornings.
Oh. Well, Professor Cromworth is going to have quite a few brandies before going to bed.
That sounds something like I would do.
So I think unless anyone has anything else they want to do before bed, then I think we'll probably just turn in and wake up the next morning for...
So, you all know about... mysterious things. It seems like each of us has had something happen in the past. Do you guys have any thoughts on what the professor may have encountered in the ocean?
Is this a conversation?
Yes. I assume we're hanging out in the lobby.
Yeah.
Making idle chit chat.
Over
dinner. We'll make it a little less idle.
Are you asking us to make Cthulhu Mythos rolls?
Yeah,
basically,
exactly.
Yeah.
Let me roll.
Oh my goodness.
No.
I think I go insane.
Oh.
All the zeros.
Oh, that's just complete ignorance.
That's good in this case. You of course, you've never even heard legends of anything that lives in the sea. Things can't live completely underwater. Dead. Yes,
what are you talking ridiculous. About? You'd drown.
The creatures pick me up and put me back on shore.
I don't know if you have heard those stories of sirens in, you know, in the deep sea.
Professor, you've had a stressful few weeks, and you know you haven't been well. So, I'm sure it's just the stress is getting to you.
Was it one big creature or a bunch of little creatures?
I am not sure whether it was one big creature or lots of little creatures, but all I know it was something.
Because there were those funny seals out there.
They weren't seals.
Well, the funny things that weren't seals, apparently. Huh. All right, well, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the vampire.
Am I here? Am I at the dinner table?
Yeah, everyone is.
Okay. I think it's vampires.
Underwater vampires.
Yes.
Why not?
That's a good point. Why not?
aren't vampires supposed to shun running water?
That's holy water.
You could make an argument that the ocean actually isn't running because the water has already run into the ocean.
That's what I was thinking. But I've never heard of fighting vampires with a garden hose. Does that work?
With a what?
A garden hose.
A garden hose? What are you talking about?
Well, you said they shun running water. Seems like having a hose would be
You, sir, are drunk. On that note, I got something to give everybody. I pull out like a steak for each and every one of them. Like,
oh, Merry Christmas!
Oh, thank you.
What's the base percentage and damage for a wooden stake?
Are you going to take him out now?
Yeah, just in case, you know, it's good to be prepared.
If it comes up, then we'll figure it out.
Okay. Fantastic.
Wow. We might have to stake Mr. Harrow just to stop him from drinking.
I'm afraid this won't quite fit in my purse, but thank you.
Well,
you need a miniature lady's steak.
Yeah, don't you have something a little smaller?
I only make big steaks, ma'am.
A pencil, perhaps.
A pencil would be ideal, yes.
That's how I do it in America.
Good thinking, Mr. Harrow. If the mayor had prepared something like this for the three people, maybe we haven't lost one of us.
The wooden stakes for three people.
Yeah, I think that would have worked better than throwing bottles at
them. I did say in my defense to blow up the church. Nobody like said anything about it.
Which is good, We preserved the church and managed to get rid of the tree people. I think that was a better outcome.
And get somebody killed. Yeah, fantastic outcome.
Well, you know.
Weddings always have a little bit of fallout.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. And I am disfigured for life. You know, whoopee fucking do.
So there you go. It was a memorable party.
It was. I remember this one wedding. All right,
well,
gentlemen.
What's the
good night.
Plan for tomorrow?
Up early and what's go visit Mr. Elliot. Or Elliot Mister.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll retire to bed right now that I have a good weapon against vampires. And I'll see you all tomorrow. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, gentlemen, and I'll see you all in the morning, bright and early.
Okay. Is everyone turning in, or?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, but I'm not sleeping in my bed.
He's gonna sleep in the cupboard,
sleeping under it.
Well, more like in the closet.
Okay. As the night passes, and Mr. Harrow is sleeping in his closet, I need everyone to make individual luck rolls, please.
At least I got my
zeros. Oh,
ding. 96.
Ooh. You fall out of bed.
I beat you. I got fail. 100.
I got a fail.
I failed.
I failed. 93.
Did anyone pass?
Yes, Henrietta passed.
Okay. Henrietta, would you make a pow times five roll, please?
Sure.
Oh, you lucky one.
That is a pass.
Okay, as you're at some point during the night, not long after you've gone to bed, you know, it's probably not even past midnight yet. You're having a bit of trouble sleeping, kind of tossing and turning. You get up, you know, you're kind of maybe for a drink of water or something like that. And it just so happens that your room, the room that you're in, is high enough in this building and facing the right way that you can kind of get a vision. You can kind of see the church, the church up on the hill that you passed when you first got here with the abbey and so forth. And the road leading up to it. And as you look out, you can see that there is a jet black carriage pulled by six black horses. The drivers of the carriage are all dressed in black. There are two outriders who are also dressed in black on black horses. And you can kind of see it kind of slowly, stately, a slow, stately procession up the road to the church, presuming that you continue to watch.
How long, when I first see them, how long do I think it will be before they would get to the church?
Not long at all.
They're like 5 minutes?
No. Not even, less than 30 seconds.
Then I'll just watch. Okay. Yeah.
As they arrive at the church, and more specifically, the graveyard, the carriage stops right next to the gate into the graveyard. A group of people all dressed in black get out of the carriage and they kind of disappear. They walk into the graveyard, and you know, the graveyard headstones and trees and stuff, you can't quite see what they're doing.
Okay.
But about a minute later, you can see, you know, the group of people come back out of the graveyard, get back into the carriage. The carriage turns, and then at high speed sets off down the hill and disappears around a corner.
Wow! I'll go knock on the door of whichever gentleman is nearest to me.
Well, that's going to be Professor Cromworth.
Okay.
Or were you about to say, except Professor Cromworth?
No, I was going to say, except for Mr. Harrow, because I think he'd shoot me.
Stake you in the heart.
Exactly. So yeah, I'll go knock on Professor Cromworth's door.
I presume you will be able to wake him up.
Okay. Well, stagger to the door. Yes. What is it, Henrietta? It's
Professor,
light.
I just saw the strangest thing, and I don't know if it has any relevance, but it seems like it might. There was a black carriage and delivering something to the graveyard in the middle of night. And I don't know if we should go and investigate, but it was just such a weird thing. They just stopped at the graveyard for a minute, and a bunch of people went in, and they were just there briefly, and then they left, raced away, as if they were dropping off a body or something.
Into the graveyard, you say?
Up at the church there on the hill.
Let's wake the others. I think we should go and investigate.
Excellent.
I'll quickly get dressed and help Henrietta wake the others.
Okay. Again, I presume that's not going to be a problem, although it might take an extra few seconds to get Mr. Harrow, because he has an extra door between you and him.
So I get ready and get out.
I will also get dressed, and then
I'll be annoyed at being woken, but too much weird stuff going on in graveyards these days for my liking. So
yeah,
even if it was mostly us doing the strange things, I feel that It's probably worth
it. I saw this group of investigators, and they went in and they beat something up.
Those scoundrels! Get after them! Anyone who would defile a graveyard must be up to no good.
Exactly.
Okay. Do I have a flashlight? I assume I do. I'm going to...
Well, I'll grab my torch.
Yeah.
My flashlight and...
Flashlights and...
I'll grab my investigative purse.
Okay.
My investigative kit.
My walking stick and start heading up towards
it.
How far away is the graveyard? I assume it's near if she could see it. Or...
Yeah, it's 5 minutes walk. Not far.
Okay. Right.
Grab my doctor's bag and head on out with the rest of the party.
Let's go.
Okay. I grab all my gear, as in like everything that like kill something.
Fair enough.
Your duffel bag.
As you are walking along the roads and up the road to the graveyard, Miss Brown, would you make an idea roll, please?
Yes.
Okay. As you're walking up the road, which is to the graveyard, you recognize the where you saw the carriage turn off this main road, right?
Okay.
And you kind of take a look and you think about it for a second, and you realize that where they turned, this road leads directly and very quickly to the cliff overlooking the ocean.
Oh, where they turned as they were leaving?
Yes.
As they were running away?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so...
And there really isn't anywhere else, and you can kind of look, and it's not, it's just like right there, right? It's not far to the cliff face at all, and there really isn't anywhere they could have gone.
Just a minute, gentlemen, when the carriage left the graveyard, they were going at quite a clip, and they turned down this little road, and this road doesn't go anywhere but right there to the cliff. It's like they ran over the cliff. And earlier we had that weird... And I'll just start walking down that road towards the cliff.
Yeah, can we shine some flashlights down there?
No,
at the bottom.
Let me go with you.
We'll follow you as well.
Oh, shine flashlights down the cliff face, you mean?
Yeah, is there anything at the base?
There are rocks
drop directly into the ocean.
Yes, it does. There are rocks and waves breaking upon them.
I'll look for any carriage tracks.
Oh, yeah, I
know. Running down this road. Is it dirt road?
It's a dirt road.
Okay.
Spot hidden rolls.
That's a success. Or me.
Oh my gosh, that's a success. 23 out of 25.
Nice.
Failure.
Sweet.
You don't see anything that looks like carriage tracks.
Is that just because it's not a particularly good surface for leaving tracks, or is it because nothing came this way?
That would be a track roll.
Okay,
let's try.
Let's see.
87, no way.
Base track does not help me here.
Success.
No.
Yes, Mr. Harrow is quite certain that no carriage came down this road recently.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. I'm starting to suspect that Henrietta was actually having a nightmare.
Well,
too excited about all this vampire stuff, and maybe you were dreaming, my dear.
Well, anything's possible, but I was
let's
up.
Let's go
and
check the graveyard itself.
Let's check the graveyard.
Okay.
Continue up to the graveyard.
I don't know what I'm looking for. Maybe does she remember where the rough location that this group went? Because we could go and have a look there. If she can direct us.
That is certainly what I would like to do, at least as they go through the gate and roughly where they started, where I lost sight of them.
You're not certain.
Okay.
Other than they came in this, this main gate, you don't really know.
And there's no tracks here either once we get through the gate.
Spot hidden rolls.
That's a success.
0, 0, 0 again.
I pass.
22 success.
Pass.
You don't see any obvious footprints.
I start looking around. And
yeah, maybe we just spread out. Others.
I'll have a look at the tombstones, the gravestones, and is there any freshly dug graves?
They were just here for
them. Are there any that have beehives engraved on them?
Oh, nice.
Well, hang on. Let me, since Professor Cromworth, since you specifically asked, yes, you do see there is one open, freshly dug grave with a headstone sitting next to it.
I'll have a look at the headstone.
The headstone reads, Gabriel Ward, died Tuesday, 18 June, 1929.
That was the last murder victim.
Yes.
Oh. Wait, the grave is empty, is open and empty?
Or? Correct.
So somebody's dug the body out.
Well, no.
No, he hasn't been buried.
He hasn't been buried yet.
He only died yesterday, and the body was at the morgue, I assume, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep, that was the body we saw yesterday.
That's the body we saw yesterday.
Today even. Sorry.
Yes.
Earlier.
So I'll look down in the grave. Is there anything in there that one wouldn't expect? Anything other than dirt?
No. It looks like a grave, you know, just waiting for a body.
Body?
That was rather quick work for them to engrave a tombstone, but he died yesterday.
Yesterday, right.
How fresh does the tombstone look?
Shiny and new.
Okay, it is new.
but you're right, that is very quick.
Yeah, do I find this unusual, the fact that it takes at least a couple of days to organize a funeral, and that's...
You might find it unusual, but Major Barker discerns that there is no strangeness or unusuality about this in any way, and that he should just accept it as being the way of things here in Whitby.
They are famous for 24-hour gravestone service here.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Fastest stone cutters in the West.
CNC steampunk CNC machines.
Yes, well, maybe it's one of the local religious traditions. Must be buried within
48 hours with a new headstone.
Okay.
Interesting.
Henrietta, do you think this could possibly be where they came, or do you still have no idea?
No, I really lost sight of them as soon as, and which is odd too. I saw them so clearly coming up the road, and then as soon as they went into the cemetery, they just seemed to disappear.
Did you see if they were carrying something out of the carriage or into the carriage?
I don't recall seeing such a thing.
That is correct. You do not recall seeing such a thing.
It was all so fast and dark.
Well, could we all kind of fan out and just kind of canvas the...
Look for anything else odd?
Yeah.
And I can say, you know, we don't need to walk more than a minute or two. They really were not in here very long.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not a big area. Spend a few minutes searching the place, but I think the major's convinced that there's nothing to see here, so...
Yeah, okay. I think that's a good plan. We'll do a bit of a search and then head back.
Okay, spot hidden roll.
That's a success.
Success fail. Here.
Okay.
Failure.
You find nothing that seems success. Relevant to anything.
Okay, head back.
You successfully find nothing.
Sorry, gentlemen. I'm
fantastic.
Bizarre, but I guess we can get some more sleep still. It's only a little after midnight.
I don't know. It's very unusual, though. This is the body that was, the mayor saw today.
I don't really believe in coincidences. So,
can you? One of you flip over the headstone. There's got to be something going on here. It's just lying on the ground, right?
I say we dig. We dig and see what we find.
It's an already dug grave. What? That makes no sense.
I don't think we
the major's the major's going to turn around and walk back to the hotel.
I think I'm going to be joining the major.
Is it open, Jim?
Yes. Them?
Yeah. It's open grave. Okay. It's like getting ready to
put the body in.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
So I'm going to turn over the headstone and look at the backside of it. Is it plain?
Sorry, I don't think Miss Brown can do that by herself.
Damn.
Unless she's really, really strong. Unless she's stronger than I expect, she probably is.
No, she's less strong than you expect, she probably is.
Yes. So the gentlemen see Miss Brown struggling to lift up the...
I'll try to help her.
Okay. Fair enough.
Careful.
Thank you.
With Mr. Krieg's assistance, you're able to flip it over.
Was it just lying flat?
Yes.
It wasn't actually... Oh, okay. It wasn't placed.
Okay. Yeah, it hasn't been raised yet.
Quick question, Jim. I'll have a quick look around. Are the other victims buried nearby? Are they grouped together?
No.
Okay.
Because are there... Now that he's said that, are there any other relatively recent graves? Because we've got four other... murder victims.
As you go back and do a wider search of the cemetery, yes, you are able to find the graves of all the recent murder victims that you are aware of.
Right. Not that really... long shot, is there anything unusual about their tombstones?
No.
Okay, right. The Major's had enough and he's heading back.
And nothing on the backside of this tombstone or underneath it?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm heading back with the Major.
Yeah, yeah. I'll head back time. As well.
Yeah, might as well.
Is there anything smelling on the hole of the
open grave?
The open grave.
It smells like freshly turned earth.
Yeah. Mm.
Why is smell not a Call of Cthulhu skill?
Yeah, I agree.
You would think it would come up more often than it actually does.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, follow the Major on back to the hotel.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I help Henrietta back to the hotel as well.
Uh-oh.
Maybe you were sleeping.
Maybe I'm still sleeping. I don't know. That was very strange, very strange. But thank you all for coming out. And I'll see you in a few hours.
Don't forget your steak.
Oh, no.
Okay. So the rest of the night passes uneventfully. The morning dawns.
Yawn.
Always reassuring.
Yes.
It's good of you to say that, though, because we didn't know.
We weren't quite sure it was going to happen.
And when you come down, presumably everyone is going to come down on time, or reasonably close to it. Mr. Yes. Davis is waiting there in the lobby for you.
Good morning, Mr. Davis.
Good morning, Frederick.
Good morning, everyone. Shall we...
We have an appointment?
Good morning.
Yes, we do. Elliot should be waiting for us.
Okay.
Excellent.
Lead the way, please.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to, while we're walking, I'm going to ask him about local funeral customs.
Local funeral customs? Same as everywhere else that the Church of England buries someone. Nothing particularly strange or unusual.
They always hold the funerals rather quickly after death?
Within a few days, as with anywhere in the country.
Okay. Just more to make small talk rather than to...
Okay. You're not pumping him for information?
Not really.
Okay.
Unless he volunteers anything.
No. So it takes you about 10, 20 minutes, something like this. And you arrive at a house that Mr. Davis identifies as being the house of Mr. Elliot Elder. It is a not very large, but still two-story, Victorian kind of affair. A bit ramshackle, but nothing out of the ordinary. You certainly get the feeling that yes, and this is somewhere an elderly gentleman lives. Mr. Davis mounts the porch and rings the bell, and you can hear the bell ringing. And a few moments pass, and Mr. Davis rings the bell again. And you can hear the bell ringing.
You don't hear anything. The house is all dark. Inside.
Listen rolls.
Nice. Listen. Success.
Yeah, you don't hear anything from inside the house.
I'm going to back up onto the lawn. Can I see any lights on anywhere in any of the windows?
Nope.
Do a once around the house.
Okay. Major Barker, as you walk around the house, as you get to the back of the house, you can see that on the upper story, there is a window broken out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
I'll call to everyone else. Oh, this is how the others were found. There was always a break-in on an upper window, do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Is there a back door?
Wait a second. Let me check the map. Yes, there is what you would presume to be a kitchen door.
All right, I'll go up to it and see if I can open it.
But we should call the police.
Well, yes.
I'm sure there's a phone inside. Yeah.
No, the kitchen door is locked.
All right. Can I try to jimmy it?
How far away are we from anywhere else? Have say a phone.
There are 5 meters. there are neighbors. This isn't a lonely house on a hill. It's part of a block.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go.
Say, an 08 out of 50. Can I jimmy the lock?
Suddenly the door opens.
Fantastic. My gun starts popping up.
I go into the kitchen. Mr. Elder.
As soon as they enter, I will go to the next house and yell for someone to call the police.
Okay.
Knock on the door, and someone broke into his house and call the police. We're checking him just to make sure that we cover our.
Okay.
Okay. There is someone there, and they say they will call the police directly for you.
Is there a phone in the kitchen?
There is not.
Okay.
There's a kitchen in the kitchen.
Okay. And in the
if we're going
room,
inside, hang on, let's hang let's on. Go upstairs because
hang
yeah,
on.
Let's
yeah.
Hang on. Miss Brown.
Yes.
As you're looking around the kitchen, you notice that one of the cupboards has been broken open, and the door has been pulled with enough force that it's actually hanging from one of the hinges. One of the hinges has been completely ripped out. Some of the contents, you would recognize these being a woman.
With a excellent cooking skill, I might add.
Yes, no doubt. have been scattered on the floor. Things like flour and baking powder and, sugar and this sort of thing.
Okay.
Make a spot hidden roll.
Yes.
And there are two shotgun shells on the floor.
Ooh. Okay. And are the things like the flour, like there's just powder and stuff all over the floor too? Like stuff that's really just messed?
Yep.
All right. I will, wow.
And so you see all that as you first come in.
Yep.
And then presumably everyone else except for Mr. Krieg, who is at the neighbor's. For a few moments, kind of piles in behind you and sees all that as well.
And are these spent shell casings or shells that like got dropped as someone was trying to get their ammunition?
As you take a look, they are both spent.
Okay. And are there any, any footsteps through all this mess?
No.
Interesting. And is there a way to walk through the kitchen without stepping in all this mess?
That might be difficult.
Ooh, interesting. How many doors lead out of the kitchen?
Just one.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll, I guess, sort of stop everybody and say, maybe we shouldn't mess this up, but this is very strange. Somebody was fighting in here? I don't know.
Blood? We need to find Elliot.
Yeah, we need to check on him and see if he's okay.
I'm gonna try and not make a mess, but walk through.
Yeah. Okay. Go to the second floor, and I withdraw my weapon.
Well, before you get to the second floor, the kitchen door opens into a long hallway. Mm-hmm. And as you look down the hallway, you can see that it leads up to the front door. And using your expert knowledge of, you know, this style of Victorian house, which is very common, so no doubt at least some of you have been in before, you would know that the stairs leading up to the second floor are very likely just in, you know, just inside that front door and that front landing. Halfway along the hall, you can see that there is an opening, so a doorway without a door, if you will. That goes somewhere.
Well, it's open. What's inside there?
As you look in, you can see what is very clearly a large, and when I say large, I mean it takes up like the entire length of the house, in the width of the house. Mm-hmm. Study, laying in the middle of the study is a body. Next to the body is a shotgun.
Is there a phone in the study?
Is there a phone in the study? No.
Is that Elliot?
Doctor.
I'll go and check on him and see.
Yes.
See
Mr. Davis comes in and gives a, oh my goodness, Elliot. Medicine roll.
Success dead, with a 65.
Yeah, he's dead.
While he's checking the body, I want to have a quick look over the desk in the study.
Okay. Has he been killed in the same manner as the others?
Yeah.
You see, let's see. It looks... first of all, you may all make sand rolls for seeing this.
Of course. 24.
Success.
Those of you who pass, that's a 1. Those of you who fail for having to watch Dr. Worthington poke and prod and do whatever, that's a D6.
Oh. Ouch.
3. Oh, dear.
1. I lose 1 from the poking and prodding myself.
And Dr. Worthington, yes, the body of Elliot Elder reminds you very strongly of the body of Mr. Gabriel Ward. There appears to be no blood left in the body. There are numerous puncture wounds everywhere. And there is blood, you know, kind of under and splattered around the body, but not nearly enough.
Is there a way for me to tell if he was the one that shot the shotgun? Like maybe there's some gunshot residue or something?
No. But the shotgun is lying right next to him.
Right next to him. But the shells are in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Wait, so he must have gone to the kitchen. He must have fired some shots in the kitchen.
Right, but why would he? Why would have a shotgun in the kitchen already?
It's a double barrel shotgun, by the way. You know, kind of cracks open at the kitchen. Right.
Can I have a look at his clothes? Like, let's see.
He's wearing pajamas.
How long? Right. No, that's not what I wanted to say. It's like I'm drunk even in real life. Let's see. I want to look around to see where the shots hit, because it's pretty impossible from my soldier's point of view that he shot that and everything hit.
Right.
So I'm going to look around the room or the rooms in the house to see where the shot was made and if there's any blood or anything like that.
Okay. Make an idea roll.
Okay. Success.
Okay. Near the front landing, so near the front door and where the stairs lead up to the second floor, you can see that the wall has been damaged, apparently by a shotgun blast.
Right.
Make a spot hidden roll.
Okay, wait, my spot hidden. Oh, Jesus. Success.
You can see that in the wall, you know, kind of around the shotgun blasts, there's some kind of bits of something.
Something?
Yes. Mm. Make another spot hidden roll.
Jesus. Like, you really want me to fail, don't you? Let's see. Oh! Success.
Right near the bottom of the stairs, you can see two more spent shotgun cartridges.
Boom.
And then along the hallway, you see more shotgun blasts with more bits of something embedded in it.
So how many shotgun shells have we counted so far?
Four. Four would be correct.
Okay. Gentlemen, I believe there was a very big struggle here.
Oh, and I apologize. As you came down the hall also, and you would have seen this before you walked through it, there was more flour in the hallway, and there are footsteps in it. Or there were footsteps. There are lots of footsteps in it now. There were originally just one set of footsteps.
Were they human footsteps or something else?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And are there any other rooms on this floor?
No.
Just the kitchen and the study.
Yeah. It's kind of it's kind of a combination study and living room. But
right, okay.
I follow the footsteps. The shotgun shells from my rifle out. Like,
well, the track originally just led from the kitchen into the living room study where the body is.
Jim, sorry. Assuming we didn't mess up all the flower tracks, which may be a bad assumption. How many sets of footprints were there in them originally?
Just one.
So there wasn't another person there?
No monster tracks.
Correct.
Jim, was there a desk in the study?
Yes, I was just about to get back to you, Professor Cromworth, who you were studying the desk.
Yes, and any paperwork on it?
Oh, give me a few spot hidden rolls.
Okay, how many?
No, sorry. You're just studying the desk. Give me... Give me three spot hidden rolls.
Okay, so first one success, second one success, and third one fail.
Okay. You find a journal. You know, what is very clearly a journal, a book, right? You know, handwritten. You kind of flip through it and see, you know, there's dates and stuff. But the writing, you can see that it's going to take you can't just pick it up and read it. It's in some kind of shorthand that you don't recognize.
Okay.
It is, however, very thick. You also find a number of photographs of a number of buildings and people that you don't recognize. One of the photographs looks like it's been underexposed. It's kind of hard to make out what's in there at all, what it's really a picture of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll grab the journal and the photographs and put them in my coat to take back to the hotel for later.
Okay. Let's organize ourselves a little better. So, Major Barker.
Yes.
What are you up to, sir?
I'll help... Professor Cromworth to sort of have a look around the study.
Okay. Would you make two spot hidden rolls?
success. Oh, 95, fail.
Okay. On a shelf off to the one side in the study, you see there. You find a number of containers, vials, with various chemicals in them.
Okay.
If you would care to make a chemistry roll.
Well, I can see if I can get the 01. No, 87.
Okay. Yep, they're just, you know, they're chemical names, but you don't...
They're labeled, are they?
Yes, they are all labeled. Okay.
Dr.
Worthington, would you make a spot hidden roll, please?
Is he there?
Dr. Worthington?
Sorry, mute.
Agent Dr. Worthington.
Mute was on.
Happens to all of us.
So yeah, that was an ought-to, a success.
Okay. As you're poking and prodding around the body, you find two shotgun shells in the shirt pocket. They have not been spent. They are unfired shotgun shells. Mr. Harrow, we're going to say, is still searching his. We'll come. He's still searching for all the stuff he found. We'll come back to you in a second. Mr. Krieg, you by this time, you have returned from the neighbors and are coming in the back.
Okay, so I try to catch up with the guys, get closer. And when I see Mr. Harrow inspecting the shotgun holes, I will get closer as well and take a look at the something else that you mentioned before, Jim.
Okay. Make a biology roll.
No, 01. That's my skill. Let's see if I pass. Oh no. 20.
Okay. Yeah, you can tell it's some kind of biological matter, you know, meat spray.
Okay.
But you don't
know
what it is.
Okay, in that case I will call the doctor. Doctor, there's something here, some sort of biological material.
Well,
to call it in a way.
I will
some tissue.
Since there's nothing more I can do for Mr. Elder. I will, I guess, head on over to Mr. Krieg.
Just as a quick aside, Mr. Davis has stepped out to meet the police.
Ah.
They're not here yet, but he's stepped out to...
I will go and accompany him.
Okay.
I'll do one more sweep of the study, then I'll go out the front. I'll go with them as well.
Okay, hang on just a second. Dr. Worthington, you're going to go look at the biomass?
Correct.
Biology, sir.
That is a success. 26 under 50.
Whatever it is, it's not human.
I say to Mr. Krieg, I don't know what this is. I'm going to take a sample.
Well, at least we know it can't get damaged.
But it cannot be killed, because obviously the body would have been here.
Yes,
maybe he just had really bad aim.
But... If I noticed that there was all this flour spread all over. Maybe it's something, he thought it was something that's invisible or something like that. It's throwing flour to try and
maybe
catch it like
a
ghost.
Or maybe that's something interesting. Where is all the flour coming from, Jim? It's got to be a box or...
Yes, it's laying in the kitchen.
Yeah, so probably one of the shots, or...
Somebody ripped the cupboard door open, so I'm thinking he might have stored his ammunition there, or...
Yeah, something like that. He heard something, or whoever he was chasing was in the kitchen. Maybe he was, I don't know, looking for something else to defend himself against these creatures. If we are right and those are vampires, maybe that's what he was looking for.
Before the police show up, Henrietta would like to use her knowledge to sort of think about where a safe might be, or a place where negatives might be, something extra secure that where Elder might have stored paperwork.
sorry.
Behind a painting, or the usual culprits, funny looking books.
You guessed that that would be in the study?
Yep.
I apologize. I just aspirated some of my Dr. Pepper.
Oof. failed your drink roll, huh?
Yes, I did. Miss Brown, make a spot hidden.
That is a pass, right on, unfortunately. But pass.
Make an idea roll.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. as you're poking around the study looking for a safe, you find the same rack of chemicals that Major Barker did.
Mm-hmm.
However, you also find a handwritten sheet of paper that has several names on it that you don't recognize.
Okay.
And what appears to be, based on your expert cooking skill, a recipe for something.
Okay.
However, you recognize that all of the ingredients match many of the labels on the chemical bottles.
Ooh. Doctor.
Yes.
Call the doctor. Back and forth, back and forth.
Back and forth, back and forth.
It's good to be needed.
It seems that this receipt here is a to do something with these chemicals. I don't recognize any of it, but it's all a part and parcel there.
Hmm.
Can you make anything of this?
I will certainly try. I'll have a look at the recipe and the chemicals.
Yeah, you don't. Make a chemistry roll.
That's a fail.
Okay. There are several kilograms of chemicals here, but you know, you don't really recognize, you know, what they are or not or whatever.
And looking at the recipe or whatever it is, can't make any sense of that.
We will come back to that.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead, Mr. Krieg.
Yeah, before that, when the Henrietta calls the doctor, I follow the doctor.
Okay.
And when I see what they found, I told him we should get a hold of this.
Well, I will keep the recipe, the piece of paper with the names and the recipe.
Let's get the bottles. Doctor, help me to get the bottles out of this house. And I will grab a few bottles and get them in my jacket. And
I could probably just put them right into my doctor's bag.
Oh, yeah. Makes more sense.
Okay. You can manage to burgle
the dead man.
Yes. Steal from a dead man.
Okay. Well, he was one of us, so...
We've never met him, but we presume he was one of us.
Yeah.
Major Barker, as you are following Mr. Davis out the front door, would you make an mm-hmm. idea roll, please?
Yes.
As you go to open the front door, you realize that the key is in the lock. I mean, okay. Like the inside of the lock. And so do you need me to explain your idea roll as to what that
yes.
means? Okay.
The door is open.
No, the door was closed and locked.
Okay.
And by leaving the key in the lock, you could not have picked the lock.
Right.
Ah, yes, yes.
Okay.
Should have done that on the back door.
Could you not have? Really? Okay.
Yep.
No, you can't with the old locks.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah. Let's go outside and greet the police.
Well, I think
they might need some
delay.
Well, no, just yeah. I should explain what we're doing here, and yeah, I think the major should be the one to.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Davis.
Okay, Jim, after we grab all the bottles and, you know, the receipt and everything.
Yeah.
I will, you know, you said that there was a broken window, right?
Yeah, upstairs. On the second floor, yes.
Yeah, okay. I want to go and take a look at it and make sure, you know, try to find out if it was broken from the inside out or if, you know, the glasses are inside the room.
Okay. Is everyone else heading outside?
I'm doing the final search and then in the study and then heading outside.
Okay.
I'll go up with Krieg.
Okay.
I'm very curious about houses and what people keep in them.
I'll also go with them. Okay. Because, I don't want to see the police.
Okay.
Dr. Worthington, just wanted to collect a small sample of that biological matter that he could not identify, and then head outside.
Okay. you make your way upstairs. Upstairs, there are two bathrooms and two bedrooms. And a landing. Would you all make spot hidden rolls?
Ooh, success. Ooh, this is bad. I think I'm going to die today. Too many successes.
On the upstairs landing, you find additional shotgun damage on the walls.
Oh. So you all started here.
An additional, biomass embedded in the walls. In one of the bed, as you kind of peek around... in one of the bedrooms, you can see that the door to the bedroom is open, and the latch is damaged. The key is still in the lock on the inside. The bed has been slept in, but the bed is just under the window that is broken, and the bed is covered in broken glass, and you can see that the window... And not just the glass of the window, but the entire window frame has been smashed in.
Uh-oh.
Idea roll from all of you. Three of you.
Success.
0-4.
Having seen the back of the house, whoever climbed up here must have been a very good climber. That is not an easy climb to have made.
Well, all this talk about vampires and, the three people that we saw in the wedding and, my previous experience, I'm, pointing to something supernatural here immediately.
And, Jim, was I able to somewhat approximate a time of death for Mr. Elder?
Sometime last night.
And where is his house in relation to the graveyard and the route that he lives further outside of the town, correct? He's not in the town proper.
He kind of lives in, the suburbs.
Okay. All right.
Also inside the bedroom, there's a wardrobe, a tall, shallow cupboard, the door to which is open. And next to the bed is a bedside table that has been smashed to pieces.
Well, whatever it is we're facing seems to be extremely strong, extremely dangerous.
The tall cupboard look like it might be something one would keep a shotgun in?
Idea rolls.
Pass.
Success.
Pass. Success.
It is absolutely a gun cupboard.
Okay.
Look for something else inside this room, like books, maybe something he was reading before going to bed, notes, and notebook.
The only thing you find are, clothes in the wardrobe.
I'll go into the other bedroom unless it's locked.
It is not. It is open and neat and clean and unmade. I mean, the bed is made. But no one has been sleeping here.
Okay.
As you're doing this, you hear voices from outside. outside,
yeah.
Major Barker, the police have arrived.
Okay. Is the inspector with them?
He is. As well inspector. As well as someone else you recognize.
God.
Oh no.
Who is kind Needham. Of standing next, kind of following the inspector around with a notepad.
I have some bad news. Unfortunately, it seems that Mr. Elliot Elder. Met his demise last night. I'll explain to him why, you know, Frederick Davis called us here. We were supposed to meet him this morning. There was no answer. We went round the back, saw the broken-in window, realised it was, you know, similar to the previous murders. So we decided to call the police and then take a look in ourselves, because we had a doctor with us to see if there was anything we could do.
Okay. Having already ingratiated yourself with the inspector, he accepts your explanation. He sends the officers in to retrieve the body and start doing a police investigation. And okay. He questions you briefly, and he questions Mr. Harrow, Dr. Worthington, and Mr. Krieg a little more extensively, since they were wandering around the upstairs of the house. But since you've already kind of ingratiated yourself with the inspector, you know, since you did call the police, they do know who Mr. Davis is. They are able to, identify the relationship between Mr. Davis and Mr. Elder. You know, they're not really that suspicious of you,
Before we left the room, as soon as I heard the police outside, I want to check if he had any very dark or very black clothes.
No.
In his wardrobe.
He did not. Does not.
Okay. Okay. Okay, just go outside.
Is the reporter allowed in with the police, or is he sort of waiting outside?
He is standing around with the police outside, kind of asking questions. As the police finish with you, he comes up to Major Barker. Major Barker! Tom Jenkins, we met yesterday. So you found the body this time, did you?
Hmm.
Any clues? Any fascinating information I can share with my readers?
Well, I'm sure the police will do a full investigation and will be able to help you with your inquiries.
Oh, come on! You must have been in there for a few minutes. Certainly, you saw something.
Well, I wouldn't want to prejudice an ongoing investigation. So, for the moment, no comment.
Seeing the major's discomfort, Miss Brown walks up and says, "Oh, you must be that marvelous reporter man I've been hearing so much about."
Hi, yes, Tom Jenkins, and you are?
Tom Jenkins, lovely to meet you. Miss Henrietta Brown.
Did you find anything interesting in the house, Miss Brown? I'll be sure to get your name in the paper.
Oh, no, that's quite fine, but, we women should stay away from these things. It's could be very unsettling. I did not go, searching around. That would be quite unpleasant, I'm sure.
Make a fast talk roll.
You're covered in blood and flour and...
That is 16 out of 70.
Oh, well. He kind of looks like he's losing interest. And he kind of walks over to Professor Cromworth.
What other exciting things have you been working on? It seems like you must lead such a wonderful life.
Oh, just mostly following these murders lately. And you, sir, Tom Jenkins,
yes?
Pleased to meet you.
I'm Professor Cromworth.
Professor Crom. He notes this down in his notepad. And what are you a professor of, sir?
I'm a professor of archaeology and several ancient languages.
Archaeology. Well, this is certainly a little fresher than the bodies you're used to dealing with, isn't it?
indeed. But we came here to visit our gentleman, and unfortunately found him deceased.
found.
Don't talk to the press.
He's taking notes. He continues to take notes.
I'm gonna be doing the universal symbol for shut up from behind Mr. Jenkins towards the professor.
It was nice to meet you, Mr. Jenkins. But
yes, Professor, I think the inspector wants us inside. Let's go and assist him.
Indeed.
And I'll go inside and close the door behind so that Tom Jenkins is outside.
Well done, Mayor. Well done.
I was actually gonna say let's head back to the
Well, yeah, let's I'm just gonna close the curtains and wait inside until he's gone.
at least now we know Major who's going to be the next victim.
This is a police investigation. Please, you know, you can return to your hotel. If we have any further questions for you, we'll contact you there. But we need you to just leave now, please.
Okay.
I'll start walking back to the hotel.
Yeah, I'll just round everyone up and say, let's head back and maybe we can actually, I don't know, call a taxi or something to come and pick us up so that we can all get in and he won't be able to follow us back.
I'll make it easier for you. as you come out and are looking around to figure out how to get back to the hotel, he does not look like he's particularly interested in following you.
Oh, good. Good. He's going to stay here. Okay.
Well, at least now we have.
How did he know that?
I think the police probably called him.
Why would the police tell him that there was a murder?
They're working together. They're friends.
He was at the police station talking to the inspector.
Yeah, the way you guys described it sounds like the inspector and trust this reporter, and it seems like he's.
Did I actually get that impression?
Psychology.
Okay. Success.
You get the impression that the inspector is no more annoyed than he would be by any, you know, overly zealous member of the press.
But specifically, I am suspicious.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I don't think he would have called this guy.
Well,
up, so
maybe,
actually,
maybe the reporter has paid off the front desk man at the police. You know, the sergeant that takes the calls, just slipped him a little cookie money and somebody lets him know.
I mean, if I were on the press, we should keep an eye on him because,
you know, I tried to make nice with him, but he seemed to ignore me. It was very strange. I was ready to keep an eye on him, but he didn't want to talk to me.
How about what we I kind of made this plan, Mr. Harrow?
Yes.
How do you feel about tailing that creepy little journalist?
With what purpose? Would you want him
see gone? Where he goes? What does he do? I find him suspicious.
Well, he follows us. Why do we need to follow him? You just need to invite him along and you'd know exactly where he is.
Do you think he's connected to the vampires?
Oh, do you think he is a vampire?
Totes my goats.
He's out during the daylight. I don't think he's a vampire.
Well, maybe he works for a vampire.
Maybe.
Maybe he wants to be a vampire. I don't know.
Would it be possible still to wander around to the back of the house, or do the police prevent that?
No, they'll let you walk around the back of the house.
Is there any sign of claws or anything climbing up the house under the window?
Spot hidden.
26, pass.
Nope.
These things must fly. I was thinking that when we were upstairs.
So, Professor...
Yes.
Did you find anything interesting?
Indeed. I think... are we back at the hotel or... we're still at the place. I think I will show you once we get back to the hotel, but I have a couple of things that are quite interesting.
Okay, well...
Let's go and take a look at what we found and work out our next move then.
Mayor, do you...
The journal, right? And the photographs?
Yep.
Yeah, the journal and the photographs, yes.
And, awesome. The, and the chemicals.
And the chemicals and the recipe.
Yes.
Oh, the poor police. All right. We're saving them with a lot of sand rolls.
Mayor, did you still want me to follow this person?
Well, would you be up for that?
Yeah, why not?
Bit like, of a reconnaissance, yes?
It's more in my field of work than walking around and talking to people.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, just... Well, I'm sure you know how best to go about this kind of thing, but...
Yes, you just want surveillance on him. You don't want me to stop him from bothering us ever again.
Yes, let's not go with any permanent solutions at this stage of the game.
No, but I could, something could happen to him. He could, you know, just
If something did happen, then that would be very, very unfortunate, but these things do happen, so I'll leave things to your just yeah, leave the rest unsaid.
Okay.
So Major has
also I'm not entirely sure that Americans understand subtlety, so I'll be going back to the hotel now.
Okay, so everyone is headed back to the hotel except for Mr. Harrow, who is going to follow the reporter, Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with everyone headed back to the hotel. So you return to the hotel.
Okay.
Okay, well, I think we should go up to one of our rooms so we can have a look over what we have.
I want to know a little bit more about, you know... Why were we going to meet with this gentleman today?
Because Frederick Davis thought that something was wrong, and he wanted us to meet with him.
Well, I think Elliot wanted us to meet with him. Davis was willing to meet with us.
Other way around.
I'm sorry, the other way around. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Davis wanted us to meet with Elder.
Yes.
Frederick Davis, who was the child from the Davis wedding. After your somewhat questionable conclusion of the wedding investigation,
success.
Right, sent you a letter saying, you know, you guys know what you guys apparently. I think you guys know what you're doing. Basically, I'm summarizing. My friend Elliot is somehow bound. You know, has been investigating the same thing. I believe he's in danger. Can you come have a chat with him and see what's going on?
And funnily enough, he was.
Right.
So,
and you found Didn't he say he was in, he felt that whatever he was investigating started investigating him?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't actually know. Davis doesn't know where Elder was yesterday, why he couldn't meet with us, just that he was out.
Correct.
But I have his journal.
Right. Yeah.
If that is true, at least now we have attracted the attention of the vampires. Because tomorrow, your name and the name of the professor are going to be on the newspaper.
Well, look. We don't think it's actually a vampire, do we? Because there were puncture marks all over. It's something. This wasn't your traditional Frankenstein's. Frankenstein.
Stoker.
Dracula.
Dracula. Yes. Dear me. Brain going bad. Was it? You know, that's normally two puncture wounds in the neck. This is something else. It's certainly been drained of blood, but...
Yeah, but we're definitely dealing with a supernatural creature. You didn't see the window, Mayor, but the window was completely shattered. Like
I agree with you. I agree.
And something that can either fly or leap great distances or...
And worse, receive four shots from a shotgun.
At least four.
We know that hit them. He hit the creature. And, you know, it didn't die. So we need to find a way to destroy whatever tissue the doctor was able to sample from the wall.
Oh, I'm sure these little wooden stakes will do wonders.
I don't know about that. Those are like, as the mayor is saying, those are more like for, you know, traditional vampires, which I don't know that they even exist.
Yes. We definitely need to find out what we're dealing with. Maybe if we examine this journal. It seems that
don't do sarcasm, apparently.
Mr. Elder was somewhat of an expert in these matters, so he at least seemed prepared to defend himself, unlike the others, so maybe he did have some idea of what was going on.
And maybe, you know, see on the things we extracted from his studio, you know, there were some strange chemicals and a formula. Maybe we can kind of finish whatever he was trying to do to face the vampires before they actually come after us.
Let's go after the
professor.
Search out all these. So once we're back in the hotel, let's lay out everything and see what we've got and see if we can start to piece this together.
Indeed, I'm starting to read the back of the journal to have a look at the last few days.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'd say we'd just probably put out all our found research.
And here's the photos if you guys want to have a look at the photos while I'm looking at the journal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start with the journal. Professor...
Yes.
Cromworth. The journal is, as I said, it's written in some kind of shorthand. You know, it is English, but there's lots of strange abbreviations, and it's really, you know, the handwriting is difficult. Make an English roll, please.
Okay, I've only got a 95 in there. 84, success.
Make another one.
Okay, 41 success.
Okay, you are able. You know, there's. You're certain that there's more in here that you're not, you know, able to get quite yet, because it is very difficult. But you are able to sort of understand one page that looks like this. Just a moment.
Hand the professor my magnifying glass and say, perhaps this will help.
Okay, let's have a look.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Holy seals. Hey, we've been there.
So this page, there's a list of names.
Mm.
The name of Jake Pearson, Church Street, which is, that name is crossed out. The name Alex Hunt, Sandgate, also crossed out. The name Michael Green, Wellington Terrace, also crossed out. The name Stephen Mason, Cleveland Terrace, also crossed out. Do you guys need idea rolls?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gabriel Ward also.
The name Seth Gray, which is not crossed out. However, the page, you know, the portion of the page right next to that has been torn out.
Hmm.
So, you know, following the pattern, you would assume there was an address there that has been torn out.
We need to find this person, because he's probably...
The name Gabriel Ward, with a bunch of question marks, crossed out. A note that says, "Fisherman says probably seals often gather at night and on the beach." And then another note, "Gabriel Ward, Henrietta Street, unknown... same creature, question mark, footsteps, and states," which he recognizes as the name of another village in Yorkshire, "keep away from the sea."
I agree with that.
Can I look at that, Professor? What's that? Those symbols up near the top?
Yeah, that's...
They appear to be just doodles.
Okay.
They appear to be artistic license on the on the handout.
Can I make any more sense of? Is there any more information in this page, or is that really what's on the page?
That's really what's on the page.
What's on the page, okay.
Now, if we compare. Sorry.
What was the question, Miss Brown?
I was just going to flip a page or two as sort of as the professor hands this around and look.
Yeah. Well, if you give me time, I should be able to translate most of this.
Well, I was just thinking it's going to take me time. Could help you.
It's up to you, Professor. Do you want to let Miss Brown have a go, or do you want to continue studying?
Well, she can help, but I'm very intrigued about the style of shorthand that he's used, so I'm definitely interested.
Okay. So how about we'll say the two of you work together to study it?
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay, so we'll come back to the two of you. Okay, so there's also a stack of photographs. As the rest of you, Professor, that's a good professor, and Miss Brown are, trying to make heads or tail out of anything else they can find in the journal. Presumably, the rest of you will look at the photographs.
Yes.
It's a bunch of different photographs of different things. There are a number of photographs of people. None of them. There's only one of them that's labeled. And it appears to be a photograph that was cut from the society page of a newspaper. It's a picture of a couple of very well-dressed people. A woman in the photograph is circled, and one of the names under the photograph has been underlined, and that is the name Amanda Freeman Danby. It's a hyphenated last name, Freeman-Danby. There's a number of other photographs of people that are not labeled. Some of them are group photographs in which one particular face has been circled.
Right. Does the one that's cut from the newspaper?
Mm-hmm.
Is it obvious what newspaper it's from?
No.
Oh. So that would be hard to track down if there was an article about that. Okay.
Yes, the name is Amanda Freeman - Danby, Danby.
Okay.
Yep. That's it.
I take it that doesn't ring any bells.
Correct.
Okay.
There are a couple pictures of some large, kind of oddly shaped buildings. Everyone can make a no roll at half, except for Major Barker, who can make a no roll at your full no roll.
Then that's a success for
0-2.
Oh, 0-3.
Wow. And a 0-2 here.
These are photographs of the British Army's airship sheds at Cardington.
Well, that'll be fun to break into.
You mean like Zeppelins?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep. Dirigibles.
Mm.
There is a photograph of an early 20th century house, so a fairly, probably 20 years old or so. The house number is clearly visible, although exactly what the house number is doesn't really matter. Call it 12. But there's no, there's no street number, there's no street name or village or anything like that. You can just see the house number, tacked to the house. There are a number of photographs of buildings. Specifically, there are 4 photographs of buildings. One of which, Major Barker and Dr. Worthington, you recognize because you were there. It is the photograph of the house on Esk Terrace where Jake Pearson was killed.
Yep.
One of the other photographs, you can tell it was taken at night with a flash, and you can see that there's a broken window high up on the building, and next to the, kind of half in, half out of the window, there appears to be a blurred something as if the photograph was out of focus. Mm. And you can all make photography rolls.
Fail.
74 out of 10.
Fail.
Pass.
What's the base? What's the base?
10.
10? Oh, 14.
Who passed?
Henrietta.
You're busy studying the journal. But you look over and see.
Exactly. Passing the photos around.
Yeah, you are quite certain that that figure that is blurred and out of focus is not actually blurred and out of focus. That's what was... Whatever it was that was taken a picture of actually was blurry and out of focus. It's not
The window frame is in focus.
Yes.
It's very strange.
And for realizing that, you may make a sand roll.
Lucky me. And I can fail that.
D3.
Alright. That is one.
There is also a photograph. two photographs, sorry. There's one photograph of a close-up of what appear to be footprints on a beach. The photograph was clearly taken at night with a flash, and you may make either a track or a natural history roll.
Oh, they both have the same base. That's nice. 99.
Clearly human.
Obviously one of those seabirds.
Seagulls, yes. Must be.
Fail.
Cormorants. Yeah, you don't know what they are. There is... make an idea roll.
Everyone?
Success.
Yeah, everyone.
Oh, fail by two.
Success.
Fail. Jesus, man.
sorry, someone made a success in there, right?
Yes.
Okay. From the angle of the photo, and you can tell that... And having been out on the beach, you can tell that this beach is here in Whitby. And the photographs appear to be leading from a house that you can, from what appears to be a house, you can kind of see it out, you know, kind of off to the side, you know, well in the background. A ramshackle house at the end of a street, and the footprints lead down from the house into the sea.
Hmm.
And there's a second photograph showing a similar scene, but clearly in a different place.
What sort of same of footprints?
Footprints on a beach, but you know it's clearly not the beach here in Whitby.
Okay, footprints on the beach. This is strange. The Elliot seemed to have some worry about seals.
Well, there were some.
The professor had this.
Creatures at the end of the dock, definitely, when he fell in.
But whatever's been killing these people, I don't think is a seal.
No. flying seal. Yeah, who knows?
I told you they weren't seals.
Some kind of sea monster.
What's wasn't there some kind of recipe sheet as well?
Yeah, I'm figuring that probably wouldn't be able to just look into that and research it. Probably have to take it to the library.
In order to decode the names of all the chemicals, yes. However, the sheet is written in normal English. You don't need to try and decode the shorthand.
Right.
Does it seem like we could just follow the recipe without knowing what any of the chemicals were? Is it that clear?
Yes, it is that clear.
I'm sorry.
And it doesn't say anything about what the recipe is for.
Well,
serve six.
Hang on. the sheet lists. There's a this single sheet of paper is a list of something. You don't know what. The first line says, cast out Shan, S-H-A-N. The next line reads, contact Deep One, ! No, ! The next line reads, call for Spirit of the Air, ! Definitely not, ! The next line reads, "Powder of Ibn Ghazi." That's I-B-N hyphen G-H-A-Z-I. And then says, "Later." The next line reads, "Vorish," V-O-O-R-I-S-H, "sign can," quote, "make visible the invisible," end quote, and then a bunch of question marks. The next line reads, simply, "healing." The next line reads, "banishment of Yidi Itad," that's Y-D-E, second word, E-T-A-D. Then, "too long, too many people." Then the last line, which is followed by what is very clearly, you know, a recipe, reads, "the baneful dust."
And the ones that you didn't add question marks to don't have question marks on them.
Okay. So can I go over that again? So let's see here. We've got the cast out Shan, contact deep one, dot, 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 no, question mark.
Question
mark,
point.
No.
Question mark, no, exclamation point.
Question
that's point. Been rejected.
No, exclamation point. Call for the spirit of the air, dot,
definitely
dot, dot.
Not.
Definitely not. Powder of Ibn Ghazi, later. Vor, what was
Vorsh.
It? Vorsh?
Vorsh?
V-O-O-R-I-S-H.
Wasn't there summon deep one or something like that?
Contact deep one. Deep one. No.
No, that's
yeah.
Rejected.
Vorish sign can make visible the invisible.
And then question marks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Healing.
Healing.
Just on its own. I didn't catch the next one. It was
banishment
strange.
Of Ida Itad. Too long, too many people.
Of Ida Itad.
And then the final one, the
baneful dust.
Baneful dust. Is it? Is the this kind of recipe immediately after that?
Yes.
Okay.
So, is it too much of a leap to assume they're related? They are one and the same.
No.
Okay.
Very clearly, this is a recipe for something that Mr. Elder called the baneful dust.
But it doesn't say what it does or.
That is exactly correct.
Wonderful.
Well, if I have all the ingredients
there... Because
that's
clearly not important information.
So when you said that it had had names and a recipe, the names are these things that you just read to us.
That is correct.
Well, I guess if I have all the chemicals there, would I need special equipment to, follow the recipe with the chemicals, or just...
Nothing that you could not very easily and trivially and without having to make any rolls procure.
Okay. I think I'll try and make, I guess, a dose of this baneful dust.
Are you a... Yeah, I suppose you would have chemistry, wouldn't you?
Hey...
Maybe you know what
so
you're
much.
Doing in a lab, surely?
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, we're missing the big picture here. And the big picture is that this amount of information he was able to gather for these receipts, and I don't know what he was working on, but he should have gathered all this information from somewhere, and I think in books.
Yeah,
we
exactly
don't have the books.
I bet you the books are in his library somewhere in his study.
Yeah, we should go back, unfortunately.
Well, we should wait until the police are gone.
Yeah, I agree.
Did he seem to have a library? I mean, did we notice?
No, you did not. I'm going to interrupt you guys there, because I want to pop back to Mr. Harrow.
Yes, hello.
who's waiting outside Mr. Elder's house. So what are you doing?
I am basically having a look around and being able to get a vantage position in a way to see where he's at inside the house.
Okay. So I presume you're, you know, kind of trying to conceal yourself. You're not just standing in the middle of the street staring at him.
Yes, I have killed many Germans sneaky way before.
Okay. So yeah, you know, for the next half hour or so, the police are coming and going. At some point they bring you can see they bring the body out and carry it away. For that entire time, you can kind of watch Mr. Jenkins is, just kind of standing around taking notes. Every once in a while he'll ask some question of a police officer or another. As the police investigation, clearly starts to wind down, you see Mr. Jenkins walk across the street and directly into the house opposite Mr. Elder's.
Ah, okay.
This house is a fairly large house, and you can tell it's the kind of large old house that has been broken up into a number of small flats.
Okay. Right. I try and stay as close as possible to see exactly to which flat he's going to speak with.
Yeah, he so it's just a single door. So he goes in the door and then disappears. Right? So that you would recognize this as being it's a large building. What was originally the front door for the house is still the front door for everything, and then all the flats would have their individual doors inside.
All right. Right. So, I keep a lookout for any window activity. I'm just gonna assume that he's just asking if the neighbor saw anything or heard anything, because obviously, like shooting so many times a shotgun, surely somebody must have heard something. But I am basically gonna be outside, out, not in the open, of course, but trying to see maybe if he does speak with somebody on the ground floors. I'll try to get close to the window to see if I can hear anything. But if he's on the top floors, I'm just gonna be waiting outside for him to come out. Do these houses also have back exits?
Yes, they would.
Okay. I try and get in somewhere in that would basically allow me to keep an eye on both ends and stay hidden, that's possible.
Yeah, that's not really going to be possible.
Okay.
However, after about 10 minutes of watching,
yep,
you see Mr. Jenkins come out, close the door, and walk away.
Okay, I start walking behind him to big distance, basically, like just keeping him at about maybe 25, 30 meters distance.
Okay. You are able to follow. You follow him. He walks, back into the central part of Whitby, and you can see him go into the offices of the Whitby Gazette.
What time of the night is it?
It's still morning.
It's still morning, so
yeah. It's by the time all the police stuff has been dealt with, and we're probably late morning.
Okay. Has this man talked with me or seen me?
He saw you as part of the group that came out of Elliot Elder's house, yes.
Okay.
You would assume that he did.
What I will do then is... I'll go wait outside. Is like if it's early morning, I might just catch something to eat while I'm like surveilling where he goes.
Okay.
So I'll try, maybe there's a cafe or something like that, or somewhere I can buy something to.
Yep, there's a cafe across from the offices of the Whitby Gazette.
There you go. Well, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to have a nice coffee, some eggs and beans, and like anything the English eat.
Okay.
haggis, maybe.
Okay, fair enough. As you are waiting outside the offices, we will cut back to the hotel.
Okay.
Gentlemen and lady.
Yes.
We have exhausted.
Not quite. Professor Cromworth and Hedred and Miss Brown.
Yes.
Would you make another English roll, please, as you have been continuing to study the journal?
And I would also specifically like to knife. And 27, which is a pass, but not a critical.
Well, 02 is definitely a critical.
Yours is an impale, yeah, that's an awesomeness. Specifically also looking to see if any of these names from the recipe list show up in the journal.
You are not able to figure that out.
Okay.
You are, however, you are, however, able to decode another page of the journal.
Whoa.
This page, you find a few names and some information on it. This one says, I just sent you the link to the handout. Yep. Sam Miller, definitely careful. Professor Benjamin Graham, Durham, knows more than he thinks he does. Give him more information. Seth Gray, Hob Lee House, Oogthorpe.
Seth Gray is the one who's not dead yet.
Right.
Do we have any idea where Oogthorpe is?
Mr. Davis, who is, still with you, just kind of being quiet, says yes.
He does. And it's nearby.
Do you know a Professor Benjamin Graham?
He does not recognize that name. Oogthorpe is up in the North York Moors.
Durham.
Does he recognize Sam Professor Miller?
Benjamin Graham.
No, he does not recognize the name Sam Miller either.
Okay.
But yes, he knows that there's no train to Oogthorpe, but you can take a motor bus. But it's it's a good half day's journey by motor bus.
All right.
Interesting.
Oh, I've been enjoying seeing the country on these gentlemen's ticket.
Dr. Worthington, I believe you were going to try to follow the recipe.
Are you muted?
Presuming you're not still muted.
There we go. Sorry. Okay. While Miss Brown and the professor are continuing their search in the journal, I will try and fashion up a dose of this powder.
Okay. You can identify that there are enough. You have enough ingredients to actually make 3 batches of it.
Okay.
You can kind of identify from the instructions that each batch, should be divided up into 16 servings.
Cookies?
If doses. You will. 16 servings, 16 doses, 16 whatever right. You want to do with it.
Okay.
How many batches would you like to make?
Just one in case I mess it up real bad.
Okay. What is your, which is higher, chemistry or pharmacy?
My pharmacy.
And that would be?
35.
Okay. So you make up a batch, and it seems to be, you're pretty certain you followed the instructions correctly, but...
It doesn't explode on me.
It doesn't explode on you.
Okay, good.
But given that you've never made this before, and you don't know, and you don't really know what you're doing... Sorry, it's a keeper's role as to whether or not you were actually successful, but...
That's okay. He thinks he's made the best batch of, what was it called? The baneful dust ever.
Yes.
All right, well,
So, yes. do we snort it or do we inject it?
I would say it's probably not for us to use.
Okay, what was the point of that then?
Well, I think it's probably for use against these creatures or whatever he's thinking of.
Ah. Okay. Well, maybe we should
keep
some on each of us.
Yeah, everyone could take... You said it made 12 per batch?
16.
16 per batch. Yeah, so split it up as evenly as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And little tea sachets or something. Yeah.
And, Doctor, are you sure that the first sign you got it right?
Seems good to me. Or? Unless someone wants to make another batch.
Well, you already did it once. Why don't you make another one? Just to be safe. Whatever it is.
All
or,
right.
You know, it is still pretty early in the day, right, Jim?
Well, I was thinking we might be able to go to either a library or something to start researching some of this other information we have.
And maybe find out about the components and...
Look at this list. We have Jake Pearson crossed out, Alex Hutt crossed out, Michael
Alex
Green
Hunt, yeah.
Crossed out, Stephen Mason crossed out, Seth Gray not crossed out.
We need to
We have an address for him now.
Right.
We need to visit Mr. Gray.
We need to warn him. Because everyone else on this list has died.
But why if they were suspects?
No, they're not suspects.
Yeah.
They're
they're all murder victims now.
Elliot Elder clearly. Well, I have no idea what he thought the connection was, or maybe he knew them all. Maybe they were all working together, but
maybe they were all people that were at that original Davis wedding.
What is the note that we have on Seth?
We have an address: Seth Gray, Hobley House, Oakthorpe.
Is there a way we could find the number for Hobley House, if they have one? And call up there? Just before we make that trip?
Can try, but... Yeah. Director inquiries. Call the operator. He also thinks that Professor Benjamin Graham at Durham University knows something.
Yeah.
More than he thinks.
And Sam Miller... Is someone to be careful... Of? Does that mean
maybe he's careful, or?
Oh yeah, that doesn't. That's
so hard to know.
I think
the fact that Seth Gray is on both lists means
we should check him out.
Yeah. Well, I say we go and visit the people that we have on, you know, these three people: the professor, this Seth, and this other lady. And at night we. Break into the house again to look for some books that can, you know, tread some light into whatever we're doing with this receipt.
I think, Jim, didn't you say that there wasn't many books at his house?
That is correct.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily...
I think we pretty much, like, exhausted all of the possible reasons that at the house.
We can't go to both Durham and Oakthorpe in the same day. We've got to choose one. How far? Okay, so it'd be closer to go to Oakthorpe, I assume.
About the same to get to either.
Okay.
However, I will not even give you an idea roll for this. I'll just remind you that one of your lists is a list of victims.
Yes. Right. Yes. Exactly. Which is why
with only one person left on it.
I think that's definitely the one that the major is tending towards. We need to go and warn Seth Gray. Or, knowing our luck, discover his body.
Body.
Right, he's going to be out shopping today, tomorrow he'll be dead.
Yeah, maybe we should go now.
Okay, let's
take the bus up there, you said? Or the train?
The bus.
Let's leave. Yeah. I'm going to leave a message for Mr. Harrow. Let's not. I'm not going to tell him where we've gone. I just say we're following up a lead.
Fantastic.
And we'll be back tonight.
Okay. As you were, you know, down at the front desk, writing out that note and mentioning it, the desk clerk. The bus to Oogthorpe. Yeah, that left about an hour ago. The next one will be 11:30 tomorrow.
Wonderful. Okay then, let's.
Sorry to do this. I'm going to have to go soon. It's almost 3:30, by the way.
Yep.
AM. Yeah. So, yep.
What time is it? We're not doing anything today, so we should do it tomorrow, next week.
Yep. So that seems like a good place to break it.
Yeah. I might be absent next week, so. There's that. But.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, what you're going to mean is the complaints from the mayor.
So we will break it there with everyone at the hotel. It's around 12:30 now. Everyone is at the hotel wondering what to do, except for Mr. Harrow, who is waiting outside the offices of the Whitby Gazette following Mr. Jenkins.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Okay, cool, see you guys.
Right, guys.
Take it easy.
See you later.
Have a good one.
Bye. Bye. Cheers, bye-bye, everyone.